the Rappahannock Writers Conference. The library puts it on every year. It's a one-day conference with a virtual and an in-person track. Right now, the in-person track is sold out. It's sold out almost right away. It's a very popular conference at this point. It's free. The virtual track, you can still sign up for if anybody wants to sign up for that. You don't get all the same panels and classes through the virtual track, but you know, there's an opportunity for everybody to participate no matter where they are.
One of the things that the Rappahannock Writers Conference has taught me is there are so many, because I know a few of you. I know Jim Hall, I know Linda Allen, I know Rick Pullen, but there are a lot of people in this area.
Oh, there are all sorts of writers, yes. And writing in lots of different genres. I'll be there on a panel, a cozy mystery panel, with authors Lane Stone and Mindy Quigley. We'll be talking about all things cozy mystery. It's a great opportunity for writers and for authors, published authors and aspiring writers. I've been going since I started as an aspiring writer, and now I'm going to be there on a panel. So it's pretty exciting to watch the transition that can happen when you participate in events like this.
Well, you're not an aspiring author anymore. You are working on, is it now book three?
Book three, the Live Wild Mystery series set here in Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about that.
So any hints on what's going to happen next?
The themes in the book are baseball and witches. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, okay.
So baseball as in the Fred Nets.
Oh, you really do make this local.
Yeah. I have fun with that. I was just telling you, at a book club meeting that I attended this summer, one of the participants showed up with a handwritten list of all of the places, all the locations that she had found that were in Flashes of a Dying Hour set here in Fredericksburg. And she had made a personal list, which I still have, of the sites that are featured in the story.
And you do, and your books are always rich in historic spots or just spots around the area.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy learning more about Fredericksburg. Even though I've lived here for 29 years, I learn something new every time I write a new book because I'm doing a lot of research on locations or historical stories that I've heard about, things like that. It's really fun.
So one of the byproducts of having the Writers Conference is this weekend you've got an exciting situation with Barnes & Noble.
Yes, I'm very excited to be part of a book signing on Sunday, November 9th from 1 to 3 at the Barnes & Noble in Central Park with three other Virginia-based authors, award-winning Virginia-based authors. I'm very excited about it. Donna Andrews, who writes the Meg Langslow mystery series, which I don't even know how many books are in the series at this point. There's so many. But she has a new book out called Five Golden Wings. Her books always have a punny title. Olivia Black, who writes the Ruby and Cordelia mysteries. Mm-hmm. Her second book in that series just came out, At Death's Door. It's an interesting series because the two amateur sleuths, one is a living sleuth and one is a ghost. So it's kind of interesting how they interact. And then Mindy Quigley, who writes the Deep Dish mysteries series, which are really fun to read. At Death's Door, set in a fictional town in Wisconsin.
Death's Dough.
Dough, as in pizza dough.
Yeah.
Yes, cozy mysteries often have puns in their titles.
So to be able to have a book signing with these authors for you has to be thrilling.
It is thrilling. I'm very excited to be in such illustrious company.
Well, and it gives you, I mean, I'm sure you learn something by hanging out with them.
Oh, absolutely. And it's nice to connect with other authors, especially cozy mystery authors, because you always learn tips from them. Mm-hmm. And I always learn something new in terms of displays when I go to events with other authors, because there's always something new that you can offer to your readers when they come to an event, because I like to have something that I can give away to them if they make the effort to come to an event. So it's always a learning opportunity whenever I'm interacting with other authors.
And to have something here, and you're not having to go to D.C. or Richmond
yes,
or Charlottesville.
That's definitely nice. And we're all Virginia-based authors, so it's not too terribly far for all of us, though a little further for some. For me, obviously, 5 minutes away.
Right, but and also for you to be able to do a book signing with by having some authors that, that more people in the community may be aware of.
Oh, absolutely.
It helps broaden your reach, too.
I certainly hope so, yeah. So readers that might not know of my books but know of Donna Andrews' books or Olivia Black's books or Mindy Quigley's books might get introduced to my books at this event. So that's a great opportunity for me, for sure.
So whether it is the book signing on Sunday or the conference itself on Saturday is sold out, keep that in mind for next year if you're somebody or you know of somebody.
Absolutely.
These are great opportunities to just kind of latch on and learn some of the... We all need to learn things.
Absolutely. And they always have very high caliber authors at the conference,
yeah.
And it's a free conference, so people really should take advantage of it. And it does sell out very quickly. For instance, one of the keynote speakers at this weekend's event is Tom Straw, who has a track record of writing for TV, but he also wrote the Richard Castle books in association with the Castle TV show.
Yeah.
So yeah, they have very high caliber authors that speak at these events as well.
So I'm sure you'll come away from the events this weekend, whether it's the Saturday event or just hanging out on Sunday at Barnes & Noble, and we'll have learned some things.
Absolutely. I mean, on Saturday during the conference, I'm on a panel in the afternoon, but I'll be attending panels the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's a great opportunity for me and for other authors. And I'm so grateful to the library, Joy and Alicia. They're wonderful people who put on this conference every year. And they work very hard to give this opportunity to help writers connect with authors who are already published, to provide opportunities for learning. It's a really a wonderful offering for the community.
So, again, on Sunday, if people are interested in meeting you or these other two authors at Barnes & Noble, again, the information is?
From 1 to 3 at Barnes & Noble in Fredericksburg in Central Park. The authors are Donna Andrews, Mindy Quigley, Olivia Black, and me.